in tribute to the late, great Tom Petty and the victims of the senseless violence in Las Vegas. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I'll stand my ground and I won't back down. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really.
Well, last week didn't start out so good for America.
No, it was not a good week.
And we definitely wanted to acknowledge it and pay tribute before we get into the frivolous stuff that we do here. I mean, it definitely gives you perspective on life. And,
for sure.
You know, we did talk about it a lot in terms of, you know, what's important and making sure that we do things that are important. So we're not going to dwell on it, though, because that's not what we do here.
No.
So hopefully we can be a little escape for you from whatever's happening in your life. And welcome to episode 6 of the Fat Man Chronicles.
Yay.
Yay.
Half a dozen down.
Well, not down yet.
Oh,
you're jumping the gun.
I have to assume we have no technical difficulties.
Yeah, right. Hopefully only one take this time. We didn't invite anybody in. Actually, I didn't even change the episode on the top of our outline.
Oh, what the heck?
I know, it's pretty bad. Maybe I'll do that while you're talking.
Slacker.
All right, well, this is the Fat Man Chronicles. We are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, and weight loss. And the way that we try to do that each week is starting out with wine, because we figure why not?
That's how you lose weight, is you drink wine,
it's
right?
The only reason you'll do the podcast.
Pretty much. It's my one glass a week these days of wine is with the podcast.
There you go. All right, well, what's in the glass today? What's that bottle?
Oh, God. This one looks a little... Hold on, I need it. It's too far away.
That's the excuse tonight. It's too far away.
It's a 2015 Misco. It's white. We're drinking white tonight, which is very unusual for us.
It is.
This late in the day. Usually we do white.
It just sounded good. It was kind of warm today.
A Classico Superior white wine. A Mark de Grazia selection. Grazia. That's all I got. I don't know. You tell them more about it.
That's all you got going?
That's all I got.
All right. So Misco.
It's imported from Evanston, Illinois.
it's a Mark de Grazia selection. One of the best importers of Italian wine out there. And the name of the wine is Misco from a winery called Tavignano, which I didn't even hear you try to pronounce.
Well, I didn't know what that, I mean, it could be just.
Or the grape.
I don't know.
You never even got to the grape.
Where's the grape?
It should say Verdicchio somewhere on there.
Verdicchio de Castella de Jesus.
No.
Oh, Jesse?
Let's just say Verdicchio. You could say Verdicchio.
All right. Jesse's at the end.
Okay.
J-E-S-I.
Jesse. It is. Jesse's girl.
Shout out. Shout out for Sarah and Claire.
We should probably explain that. So my sister-in-law and goddaughter, niece, they are both big Rick Springfield fans.
Now, Claire never stood a chance. Just like Michaela will never stood a chance with Bon Jovi.
Well, isn't it going to go one way or the other, though? Aren't they either going to become big fans or just completely rebel?
Well, only if they want to see their mothers, you know, just
cry openly.
So, yeah, no, that's not going to happen. So,
all right. Well, I'm going to tell everybody a little bit more about this wine because it's actually pretty cool.
It's very good.
All right. So each year there's a publication called Gambero Rosso, and that's basically like the big wine publication in Italy. And they taste about, give or take, 45,000 wines. And out of those 45,000, about 1%, about 450 become what they call tre bicchieri, which means three glasses. That's like the highest honor. From those 450-ish, they narrow down and come up with one red wine of the year and one white wine of the year. In 2016, this was the white wine of the year.
Wow.
So it's
kind of
cool.
No wonder it's so good.
It is. I mean, and I fell in love with this wine before I knew any of that even was going on and wanted to buy every bottle I could get my hands on. So we do have a few bottles of this around the house and we haven't opened a white in a while. So I thought, why not? Why not share it with the world?
There we go.
Great sushi wine.
Sushi.
So that's, but we won't bore you anymore.
No.
With any more wine talk. So we're going to jump into the FMC Rewind like we always do. This one's kind of special though because it's got a Chicago Marathon component to it.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about being in the kitchen too because it's kind of part of the Rewind, but it's a big part of our lives and a big part of what we do. And it's what we've heard most in terms of questions from listeners, the dozens of listeners.
Dozens.
Hundreds of downloads though.
Yes.
Well, there's five episodes, so it's not super impressive. And then the topic of the day is a, kind of a big one to tackle. We'll do this maybe in a couple of parts, but we're going to start talking about negative self-talk and then self-honesty, which kind of goes hand in hand. Something I've been thinking a lot about since I started the blog over a year ago now.
Yeah.
Not quite a year and a half. And it also kind of got me thinking too with a blog post that is older, but I think he reposted it. John over at Endurance for Everyone reposted a blog about goals and it got me thinking about this too. And I figured I had to bring them up at least once because Rob told me that shout outs to Endurance for Everyone were down 200% last episode.
Oh,
and I'm afraid of losing him.
Yeah, we gotta step it up.
Yeah, so we had to step it up. But anyway, let's jump into the FMC Rewind. How was your week?
Week was good. So, you know, after we did the 5K last Sunday, we talked about maybe this would be like, you know, the jump start, the get me off the couch to work out.
How'd that go?
I didn't.
Oh.
I don't think anyone really thought. I had more strong thoughts about, you know, working out.
You actually thought about it?
I thought about it. I did. And
well, this is going to be good for the self-honesty part of the
I mean,
talk.
I think I'm pretty self-honest when it comes to my lack of desire to work out. So, so I spent the week on the couch again. I do have some reality show updates and I think you're going to cringe at this one, but it's pretty funny.
The audience has been chomping at the bit for this, I'm sure.
So this week in The Real Housewives of Orange County.
Is that the original?
That's the original.
Okay.
That's the original. One of the women, Lydia, her husband, she like went up to him and said, "Hey, you know, we've had three kids. I'm good. I think you need to go get your balls cut off." And that's how she says it.
Oh.
And he's like, "I'm going to get my, I think."
And PG-13 on this episode.
I know. Well, you know, that's, and so she's this, and he's like, "Okay, so you know what she did? She had a balls voyage party for him."
Oh.
It was ridiculous.
I mean, she was just talking about a vasectomy. She didn't really neuter the guy.
You know, but that's how she, no, just a vasectomy. But it was just funny because she just kept on going on and on about how he's getting, and he has beautiful balls and they're getting chopped off and blah, blah, blah. And so I thought that was
Did she get a cake
hilarious.
In the shape of his?
No, but there was cake. I mean, they had it on a yacht and they invited friends and there was a sunset cruise and it was pretty ridiculous. So, you know, if you ever, you know, want to go that route, I will throw you a balls voyage party if you want.
That's terrible. Although it does remind me of The Office when Michael.
Oh, snip, snap.
Like he got it and then he had to get it reversed. And,
yes. So.
Oh man, that's painful to
that
even
was,
hear.
Yes. I figured you would enjoy that one. Then also welcome back to my life is The Real Housewives of New Jersey. They are the most ridiculous group of women. And you had asked before when we first talked about my obsession with Real Housewives, wasn't one of them in jail? And I completely, Teresa was in jail from New Jersey. She's the one that was in jail because her husband like swindled a whole bunch of money from, defrauded the government, all this stuff. And like she just signed.
I knew one of them was in jail.
And she just signed away her little life and everything, not really paying attention to what she was signing to. And she spent a year in jail. Right. Well, you know. And now he's in jail and he might actually end up getting deported once he gets out of jail. So
we're not going to go down the political route here.
No, we're not. But no, because of, you know, I don't think he has a citizenship. So that's obviously the reasoning behind it. But anyway, so these, so New Jersey is ridiculous. It's like a train wreck. You can't watch away, but it's these over the top Italian women. They're all Italian and they talk with their hands. They talk loud. They got the big hair. I mean, they're the quintessential New Jersey Italian women.
What's the difference between this and the old Jersey Shore?
Well, these are old women.
Oh, so those were young people.
Those are young people.
So this is what the Jersey Shore will be on?
Right, one day.
So do you think you'll see, what was that, Snooki?
Snooki. She might be a housewife.
And
J-Wow? I don't know. I mean, they both have children now. I don't know if they're married or not.
We've hit the limit of my knowledge of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, I never watched Jersey Shore. So yeah, but
And Jim Tan Laundry. That's the only other thing I remember.
Yeah.
GTL.
No idea. Never watched it. So, but
really?
No, I never watched Jersey Shore.
Is that the only reality show you've never watched?
No, I'm sure there's others. But Sarah, back to our shout out to, I think she used to watch Jersey Shore.
Oh, she definitely watched Jersey Shore.
But so the women in New Jersey, they kicked it off great. First episode of the season, they all went down to Boca because, I mean, again, they're just such a—
Were they recruiting for the Real Housewives of Boca?
Such a stereotypical. And it was one of the women's birthday, Melissa, and this one, Siggy, because that's her name, Siggy, got her a cake, and it was this beautiful cake. It was beautiful. Well, they each had their sliver of cake, and then Teresa and Melissa, they were like joking around, having fun, and Melissa threw some cake at Teresa, Teresa threw a cake back at her, and it became a cake fight, okay? Which, and they're in a nice restaurant, so probably very inappropriate, but hello, they've been drinking and whatever, it's a cake fight. Well, Siggy got so upset because she felt disrespected because she bought this cake for her and they're throwing it around. I mean, I'm like, seriously? It's a cake.
Every time we drink, we have a cake fight though.
I know.
Every single time.
And my coworker, who is my, you know, Real Housewives compadre, you know, we're blood sisters when it comes to this, she was totally on side team Siggy. And I'm like, I'm team Melissa here because seriously, it's a cake. Let it go. What are they supposed to do? Get it bronzed or something? I mean—
Oh, she was upset because the cake was gone, not because they were fighting in the restaurant? I thought she was like embarrassed because they're throwing cake around.
Nope, she was upset because it was the cake. The cake was the issue.
She was going to freeze it like a—
I don't know, like a wedding?
Like a wedding?
I'm not really sure.
We didn't get to do that.
No, everyone ate our cake.
That was gone.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty good.
Although there was a lot of drinking at our wedding. So I have to say, I'm kind of glad. Well, maybe the cake fight probably wouldn't have been good at the Chicago Yacht Club.
No, not so much. Not so much. So I had an eventful—
Wow, you had a big week.
Big week with Real
Housewives. All Real Housewives.
Yes, all Real Housewives. The rest of it, I mean, you know, there's some other shows that started up again, but I'll save that for another time.
You know the show that it's not reality? We've already talked about my affinity for This Is Us.
Yeah.
But the other show that's really grown on me is Superstore.
Oh, that's—
That thing is hilarious.
Funny. At first, we weren't sure. We weren't really sure about that, but—
That is funny.
It is hilarious. This past episode with we don't want to do any spoilers.
No, we can't spoil. Already spoiled Real Housewives for people.
Well, seriously.
That are a week behind.
Yeah, no. I mean, you get all that in the preview, so I really didn't.
You learned nothing. You could just make up a story right now, though, and you probably would hit one of the episodes this year.
Oh, New Jersey looks insane this week. And they always deliver. They really do. They're like the good, but I don't know. Atlanta starting up a couple weeks too. And
how many of those things are there?
Let's see. You have Orange County, Beverly Hills, New Jersey, New York, Atlanta, and Dallas. Those are the active ones right now.
So
then, wait, I'm not done yet. Then they have an Auckland. So they have an Australia version.
That's not, okay. Auckland is not in Australia.
Where's Auckland? I have no idea.
It's in New Zealand.
New Zealand. Oh, right. Yes. Okay. Sorry to all our Australian. I know that's like a big thing. Like you don't want to call.
I think we actually have a listener to an Australian.
Yes, I think we do. So I want to apologize because I understand like you don't like being called like you're from New Zealand and all that stuff. So
I would think that. Lord of the Rings, you would have known what New Zealand is.
Well, I knew what New Zealand is.
Okay.
So anyway, so you have that version. There used to be Miami, but they were kind of boring, so they cut them. And
how come Chicago doesn't get any play?
I think they tried to do a Chicago, but I don't think we have enough rich people.
We don't have divas?
Rich divas. I don't know, because these people are ridiculously rich. So,
well, I work in the wine industry. I could,
yeah,
I could recruit a few.
You need to, yeah. So there's all those guys. So, yeah.
Well, how about anything else? How did you feel about your week, like with eating and weight and like stuff outside of reality shows?
I did have a big weight loss week. I lost 3 pounds.
Nice.
So that was pretty big. I've kind of gone back and, you know, my lowest was 3 pounds. I've kind of gone back up a little bit, like a half a pound or so, but I still count like I was down 3 and then I hover. And this is kind of what happens with me. So I lose, like I have a good weight loss week and then I hover around that number for like a week or two and then I'll lose a little bit more. So...
So you're down about 15
pounds. Yeah, 15 pounds now.
See, but the there's 15, a victory
almost 16,
though.
Almost like it's 15.8.
So we'll round.
Round up.
Just pretend it's a spreadsheet, no decimals.
But I was telling you that this is like, I'm close to my pre-baby weight. Like I think I'm like 5 pounds away from my pre-baby weight.
It's
so
huge. And the fact that you're hovering, right?
Yeah.
Is a big deal. I mean, so you plateau for a week or two and then it goes back down. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're gaining 4 pounds.
No.
And then only, have to lose it again.
Yeah, no, it only like hovers, like it goes up maybe at the most a pound, maybe a pound and a half. But what I've noticed is that if I do not drink enough water,
I'm
retaining water. So yeah. It really kind of has helped me with my water intake too with this whole thing.
Yeah, I had a good week too with weight loss. I lost a couple of pounds. And so I'm down 23 now total.
Yep.
Actually 23 and a half, if we're going to get technical about it.
Every pound.
I'll take it. And I started looking at, okay, when's the last time I weighed this much, right? Mm-hmm. And I weighed this December 1 of 2011. I was 206 and I just broke through that. And I started thinking, okay, when's the last time I was under 200 pounds. I don't have evidence of this, but I remember it vividly. When you and I started dating, I was and still had a 1 on the scale. Within 2 months of us dating, I had a 2 on the scale and I haven't been below it since. So
it's all my fault.
That's a decade, right? That's 10 years.
10 years of together, yeah.
So we're talking about a long time since I've been any lighter than basically I am now, which is kind of interesting, right?
Yeah.
So I think it's a big, big milestone to get under that 206 for me.
Yes, for sure.
And we're going to keep going when there's a 1 on the scale. What did they call that again? On
the Wonderland.
Wonderland.
Being a Wonderland.
They called that Wonderland on Biggest Loser, which is off the air. They had some sort of drug scandal or something.
Well, I mean, yeah. Kind of had
that's a reality show I actually do kind of miss because I liked when trainers would kind of get on people's rear ends.
You liked when we would eat like pizza and like fried food while we're watching Biggest Loser.
Eating banana splits while we're watching Biggest Loser.
Oh, banana split.
Yeah. Anyway. So my training this week was okay. I had 3 runs and the last one I did was really good. I worked on pace and I went about 4 miles and I did a really good job. They were all 4 miles under 12 minute pace, which for me is a big deal.
Yeah.
Still doing the run walk 60-30 method. And my plan was to run today and then go down to the Chicago Marathon. Neither thing worked out. So this all kind of dovetails together. Last night we did a thing where we met sub 30 people in real life. And it was a lot of fun.
Was it a little freaky to like kind of meet these people like in person when all you've been is virtual, you know?
Yeah. And I'm in the group. You're not even in the group.
I'm
just dragging you and the kids along, right?
To like the loudest bar on a night when the Cubs were playing.
Right. But it was.
But it was fun.
It was fun. And it wasn't like, it was lively. I mean, for sure.
Yeah.
And we found food to eat and all that, which was great. But it was crowded.
Yes. Well,
and when I went to move a chair out of the way to let a gentleman in next to us, I twisted my back and I haven't hurt myself in a while, but that hurt.
Yeah.
And I kind of was able to kind of suck it up for the rest of the night, but it really hurt by the time I got home. Mm-hmm. And I went to do my daily plank and I couldn't do anything. My back was just seized up 100%. Yeah. And it really wasn't loosened up today. Luckily, when Lily is here with us, she rolls my piriformis and IT band for me with the stick. So I don't have to do it on a foam roller, which is great. But it didn't loosen up enough to run today. So I'm going to have to suck it up.
You got to do it tomorrow.
Get up tomorrow and go run my long run. Because I'm only 3 weeks away from a race.
Yeah, I know. You go do the run. You're running tomorrow. I'm going to take the day off and go to the Cubs game.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. So that's the other thing that happened after. So I... And it's all through sub 30.
All sub 30.
So a guy in sub 30, Doug, had posted, hey, you know, my buddy's got some tickets. And I had been looking at them as a ticket for your milestone birthday.
Milestone.
That I thought would be kind of neat for you to do.
Yeah, I'm very
excited.
Because
the Cubs are in the playoffs again. All right, it's getting old hat. It's 3 years in a row.
But we had a long drought.
But you've never been to a playoff game.
I've never been to a playoff game.
Have you been to a playoff game in any major sport?
Yeah, we went to the Hawks after we did...
Oh, right.
Yeah.
That's right. After we did the Shamrock Shuffle.
You
were in the bathtub, I think, trying to get the pain to go away.
Exactly. I was. It was very painful.
And Greg Capelli texted me, who my dad worked with at... Apollo Education Group.
Right.
And it was like, hey, do you guys want to go to the game? And it was game...
It was a do or die.
It was a do or die. So it was game four against the Canucks.
I think so, yeah.
And they ended up taking that series to 7.
Yes, they won because we were there, clearly.
Of course.
So we had to shuffle. So yeah, so I went to the Hawks.
So yeah, you have been to one.
Yeah, that's it. Because my dad... So I'm going with my dad tomorrow. My dad went to one of the Bulls... When the Bulls were really great, he went there and he had courtside tickets from somebody. And he said he took my brother because I was a girl.
Wow.
And I never let him live
in I don't
down.
Think that flies in 2017.
No, but
it probably was fine
down.
In 1997.
But my brother, I mean, I would say so. Yeah, probably then. So yeah, so they had fun and all that stuff. But yeah, so no, I think this will be my first baseball.
Oh, that's good. Playoff. So that's a big deal. So anyway, it all worked out.
Yes.
And so thank you, Doug, and who was one of the runners in the Chicago Marathon.
Yeah.
So yeah, it really worked out fine for that.
Now
so you
it's
get
an
to
afternoon.
Go.
Yeah, it was supposed to be an evening game, but then we're thinking it's the Bears because the Bears are playing tomorrow night. Maybe they changed it, but now it's an afternoon game, which is fun because it'll be a little warmer out. It's supposed to be nice and sunny tomorrow. We got
which
awesome
is good
seats.
For baseball, not good for the marathon.
No, yeah. Feel sorry for those guys. So yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so anyway, rewinding again, we are at the sub 30 meetup.
Oh, right.
And it was so great to meet everybody in person.
It was.
Probably a little bit different for you, but you hear me talk about them all the time.
It was a good group of people.
And, you know, so we really... had a good time.
Yeah, and they tried to engage the kids. You know, it wasn't like, you know, it's like, oh, there's children here, right? They were very accepting of the fact that we had a teenager, a soon-to-be teenager, and then a toddler. And they were great. Everyone was awesome.
Everybody was so nice. Yeah. I mean, and I'm sure I'll forget somebody here. And I'm going to try to just do a quick shout out to everyone that was there and congratulate people on their marathons too. I remember the last gentleman who arrived came from the north side.
Yes.
From like the Crystal Lake area or so. David, and he brought his family.
Yes.
And it was great to meet his wife and kids. And he did not run though. But he was working in an aid station.
Oh,
like security in an aid station.
Awesome.
Bill, congratulations on getting through some of it before your knee gave out. I mean, that's
got to be horrible.
That's got to be, But you know, what I said to him was, on Facebook is, you know, good for you to know when you're hurt.
Right, exactly. Don't hurt yourself even more.
Right. And there's, you know, always that hurt versus injured.
Right.
So I'm going to say injured there.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to injure yourself more. Sometimes hurt you can run through, but knee pain and running, you got to be careful. So
for sure,
there's another race to run.
Exactly.
And he'll go conquer another one. Holly Ann and Kevin both ran today and did a great job and finished. I know that Kevin didn't hit his goal. I don't think Holly Ann hit hers either, but with this heat,
so hot
getting
out.
Through this race,
right.
100%. And, you know, they were texting or Facebook messaging me earlier in a group of us, and they're out there drinking Malort and IPAs, so they're just fine.
So they're good. They're good.
And they're freakish because they liked the Malort. And not too many people like Malort.
Yeah.
There's like whole videos of people making Malort face, but I actually don't mind it either. So, and Carol was there. She was there to cheer on.
Yep.
The crowd. We had the sub 30 flag. Gary ran the race and I know he finished. Bert, for some reason, I couldn't find him on the tracking. So, but I'm sure he did great. And there was Zara who was with Carol, I know, and she did finish. And Ryan, who's sitting next to us, who injured my back.
No,
that's not true.
Not true.
We were just trying to make room and I'm an
idiot.
Exactly. We've established this in many episodes.
Right. So many episodes now.
And I think the last one, Vanessa.
Okay.
So I know that she also finished. So congratulations everybody.
Everybody.
It was hot.
Yes.
American Galen Rupp won for the men, which is a pretty big deal.
That's awesome.
An American hasn't won since 2002. And an American born in the U.S., I don't know when the last time was. Because the American who won in 02 was, Clint Kanucci was not born here.
Okay.
So he was naturalized. So it's a pretty big deal. And Jordan Hasse, I think actually her name is said.
Yeah.
She set the American course record.
Oh,
beating,
very cool.
And that was from 1985. A very famous runner by the name of Joan Benoit. So that's an unbelievable thing for Jordan to do. And so it was a good day for the Americans out there.
Yeah.
Which was awesome to see. So it was fun to watch on TV. I wanted to be out there, but my son had sprained his ankle stepping in a hole.
Yeah. Walking.
Just walking in the dark with his friends. Steps in a hole, sprains his ankle, and kind of inhibits some of the plans. But that's all right.
We
had a good time
here. We pushed through.
We went to see Ninjago.
We did.
Again, not good for my back to sit in those chairs either, but it was a good time. So congratulations to anyone else. And I know there's a bunch of other
sub
30 people.
Winners.
Seinfeld. Everything comes back to a Seinfeld.
Exactly.
I know there's a lot of other sub 30 members who ran it and finished and had a great day. They just weren't at the meetup, so I'm not going to say a word about you.
If you can't meet with us, you don't get a shout out.
It's just there was, you know what? There was a lot of them. I've seen a lot post on it. So congratulations to everyone.
Awesome.
The other piece of this week that I wanted to talk a little bit about was kind of what we do in the kitchen, because the most questions that we've gotten have been around our food.
Mm.
And talking with a couple of people about the zucchini lasagna and giving some tips on that.
Okay.
And people asked, do you plan your entire week? And I have to turn that to you because you spearhead all this.
Yeah. I try to. So either Saturday or Sunday morning, I will go and I will actually do my grocery list and I will think about what we're going to eat for the week. And I go through what we have going on, if we're going to be home, if we're not going to be home, if you're going to be working late, you know, or just, you know, a later night or something. And I try to plan for every night so I know exactly. And it just helps me plan and prepare because, you know, I'm working all day and then I have to go get the baby. And then the baby's at that stage right now where she wants to help. Like that's her, I think her favorite phrase now, I help mama, which is amazing and I love it. But when I'm trying to cook dinner, which she can't really help with just yet, it can be a little cumbersome. So me having a plan for the week, helps. Now, there are times, you know, the weeks where if I, you know, we're busy during the weekend and I don't get to the store and then I'm struggling, you know, I'm going out on my lunch hour to try and go to the grocery store. It just, I feel like I'm, I phone it in almost on some of our meals where it's like, oh, we're having taco salad or, oh, we're having chicken wings or, you know.
But those are two, those are our fallback things. Though,
right.
Right. So we always, almost always have either have stuff for a taco salad.
Right.
Know where we can go to get a taco salad.
Yeah.
Or can just stop at the store, grab the three things that we need and right. make taco salad. I mean, right. so that's good. And the chicken wings, we have some in the freezer.
Sometimes, and, yeah. I try
right
to.
Now, we do, right? Or are we out of packages?
Either way. We do. Yeah, we do have some frozen ones.
Either way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But it's, again, something that you can stop for a minute at right. the store, mm-hmm. get what you need. So I think that part of planning is having your two or three fallback
right.
Meals or things that you can do. And we have the smoothie also, to me, is a fallback because you almost always have the...
I have everything for a smoothie at all times.
You know, so you can always whip one of those up. It's the Greek yogurt and
right.
almond butter and strawberries, right?
Exactly.
And yep. so you can, we can whip that up at any point in time
mm-hmm.
and it makes it easier. I don't think, and the question came with, hey, I don't plan well. So do you guys have to plan a lot here or do you just kind of do it? And I don't know how you do this without planning.
Yeah, I plan dinners. I don't feel like we plan enough for lunches.
Well, there we've got a fallback too because we found an awesome salami right. and cheese combo
right,
thing.
Right, exactly. And so that becomes, you know, just that's just there, which, oh, I forgot to pick some up today.
Great.
Darn it.
You're going to have to go out after this.
No.
Oh, wait, you've been drinking, Kent.
Yeah. But I feel like for lunches, I don't always... I feel like I should be planning more for you. Like for me, you know, I'll have cottage cheese and fruit or like you said, the salami and cheese. But I know you get bored with stuff a little quicker.
I go in cycles at times, but yeah. I'm also resigned to the fact that food isn't as important anymore and I'm not as hungry.
Yeah.
So I can make it through.
Yeah. I didn't even have lunch today. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but I didn't have lunch today.
Well, I mean—
Because we had those, I made those pancakes this morning.
Yeah,
I made a new type of pancake and because I was trying to find something different. I didn't feel like eggs. I didn't feel like a smoothie. So you had sent me a link for a pancake that I didn't have everything for, so I couldn't make those. So I went through our cookbook and I found a new one to try. And they were tasty. They need a little oomph to them, but they like kept me full like all day. Like I wasn't even hungry.
Well, that's a big part of the lifestyle that right. we're in is that you eat when you're hungry.
Right.
And if you're not hungry, don't eat.
And I went to the store and didn't come home with a whole bunch of stuff that we didn't need.
Right. We've had a couple of things over the last couple of days where it was tougher to plan
yeah.
and it made it harder in terms of getting the mindset for me right more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So when we went to dinner last night, as an example,
right.
we didn't really have a plan on what we would eat.
Right, so we didn't look at the recipe at all. The menu. Yeah.
So we ended up kind of ordering more than what we needed, although I had some for lunch today. It was great.
Yeah.
But we were able to find a half-roasted chicken and it had some awesome little hot peppers on
yeah,
it and broccoli and feta and... It was
very
great.
Tasty.
And the kids had pizza along with most of everybody else there.
Yeah. Oh, the pizza looked awesome.
Oh, wait. We had some burrata.
The burrata tomato. Mm.
And then the kids had dessert, which was torture.
Yes. It was crazy.
Because they were two giant mounds of fried salted caramel gelato
mm-hmm.
with like caramel sauce.
And like they were deep fried with Captain Crunch.
Or Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal.
Yeah, I mean, just insane stuff, yeah. right? And my daughter had a giant snickerdoodle ice cream sandwich.
Yep.
So that was kind of crazy. And then when we went to the movie today, it's difficult not to eat popcorn at the movie.
It was hard.
I did have a handful.
Yep, I did not.
But
you know what's harder for me was not having a Diet Coke.
Yeah, that
doesn't... Because I love Diet Coke when I'm at the movie theater.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But the popcorn definitely did.
Yeah, the popcorn. Well, and you were sitting next to Lily.
Who
had
the popcorn.
So.
But a handful's not going to make or break me.
No,
so,
it's not.
But in the end, though, planning helps because it just stops you from doing the things that you don't want to do.
Right.
So we don't want to snack. Mm-hmm. We don't want to eat outside what we're supposed to. I hate that.
Yeah. What we choose to do.
Yeah. So planning helps us a lot.
For sure. Yeah. And like I said, Sarah, I do most of the planning on the weekends and then I try to get out and do all our shopping at once so that I don't have to worry about it.
The old adage, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
So.
And I'm not a planner for food. So this is a big one. You're definitely the saving grace for us.
I force you to do it. And then I try to get your opinion, but I usually ask you when you have no desire to eat anything. And so then you have no opinion.
Right. So. But if I have an idea,
I have some new stuff I want to try this week. Got some new, mix it up a little bit as far as our dinners, but we'll see.
Well, and to put it way out there, you've even started thinking about Thanksgiving in order for us to be able to participate in some of the goodness there.
I did.
I mean, that's really planning out there.
Well, because I feel like I need to. Well, there's a couple things that I want to do ahead of time. So like one thing is I love pumpkin pie. And who doesn't love pumpkin pie? I mean,
there are plenty of people that don't love pumpkin pie.
Well, okay, you guys are weird, but we still love you and please listen to our podcast. But I love pumpkin pie. So I've been looking for how do I have pumpkin pie? Now, you can make pumpkin pie and throw it in a loaf pan without the crust, but you gotta have the crust. I mean, you gotta have the crust. So I found a keto-friendly. It's made with almond flour crust. So
keto?
Keto, yeah. Sorry, not keto.
Kalen Keto?
Yeah, no, right. Sorry. a keto-friendly, and it's made with almond flour. So I want to try it. So that has to be tried out beforehand because I can't show up at your mom's house with a pumpkin pie that other people might eat and it tastes horrible. So that has to be tried out.
They'll have their pie.
I know, but I don't even want to serve it to people. Like, I wouldn't even want any. It needs to be tried out beforehand.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah. So that's in the next week.
That sounds like lunch.
I actually bought a can of pumpkin pie, even though I think I have some. So I have to go through the pantry and use the older stuff first. But anyways.
Is it like pumpkin puree?
It's pumpkin puree. So it's all about the crust. It's really the crust is my issue.
I guess I'm trying to figure out on the filling, though.
The filling is it's just
pumpkin, right?
Pumpkin.
Yeah, which is a squash, so you're fine.
Yep, it's pumpkin and then some seasoning. And I think, I'm going to do a pumpkin cheesecake one. So it has cream cheese in it. Yes.
Which sounds great.
Yeah. So that's that one. And then the other thing that we love is my cranberry sauce, which is not mine. I stole it from Tyler Florence. He's awesome. But it's made with a simple syrup, sugar, water, and then cranberries. And I don't know if cranberries is on like do not use list, because I figure I can make a simple syrup out of using our xylitol.
I have no idea.
I have no idea, but that's another thing. And then I need to check to see where cranberries are on the...
Well, they're a berry. I mean, I'm sure it's like on a...
Like an orange
kind of colorless. So,
but I want to try...
Which is funny. We didn't even talk about that last episode.
Oh, the different colors. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, another time. But yeah, so those are two things that need to be tried out prior to Thanksgiving.
Well, that's good.
So I have to plan ahead. I have to. Plus, I'm like obsessive when it comes to Thanksgiving because that's like my favorite.
Well, we both love that stuff.
I love Thanksgiving. I love it.
And so we're trying to find ways that we can participate.
And not make other people uncomfortable.
Right. And still be satisfied. And I mean, you're going to have a little bit of gluttony. It doesn't have to be.
Because I don't know how we don't stupid. Have. I mean, we have to have mashed potatoes. There's nothing. I mean, you can have cauliflower mash. I get it. But.
You just don't have a lot of it.
You just don't have a lot.
Honestly, with the way that we eat, I doubt that it would get to be too big of a deal. But for us, we want to try to stay on the green list. So the green, orange, red comes from the Real Meal Revolution with Dr. Noakes. And that's one of the reasons, I can't believe we didn't talk about this. It's one of the reasons I wanted to do Dr. Noakes' system, if you will, his lifestyle, is because literally there's a list that says, hey, you can eat as much of this as you want. Mm-hmm. Only eat this a little bit, but especially don't eat it on your first couple of weeks or first month of trying to lose weight. Or better yet, don't eat it while you're trying to lose weight. But we kind of have ignored that. We have little bits on the orange.
Little bits, yeah.
And then there's the red list. And we have very, very little.
We've like stayed away.
On the red list.
Yeah,
it's very little.
For sure.
And it's worked and it's super simple because you just look at the list.
Yeah, you just look at the list. That's why it's like, I just have to look at the list. And when I'm looking at, when I'm planning the week and I'm looking at different recipes, I kind of know what's on the list. It's only when something new comes up, I'm like, ooh, where does this fall? For the most part, you can kind of rationalize yourself to what's where it is.
Sometimes you have to go look things up though, like when it says courgette or aubergine.
Yeah, you're like, what is that?
We learned courgette is...
So, but we zucchini. Did try, speaking of zucchini, we bought a spiralizer.
Oh, Lily cooked tonight.
Yeah, Lily did all the cooking. We made some pasta and meatballs. Lily made the gravy for it. And then, so I bought a spiralizer. We bought a spiralizer so that we could make zucchini spaghetti. And we bought a huge zucchini once again from our lovely farmer's market. I managed to cut myself on the spiralizer, which I don't think anyone should be too surprised about that. But it didn't work 100%, right? Because I think the zucchini was too big.
Those things are gigantic. I don't know how Amanda's growing those.
I don't know either.
It's scary.
Yeah. So we're going to try it again because when it was working, it was awesome. It just like goes out and like a little thinner of a cut on them because they're a little thicker. But I enjoyed the ones that we got. I enjoyed it because you could twirl it like pasta and it was nice.
Yeah. It was really good. And the meatballs were great. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did a really good job on dinner. So that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I think we had a good food week.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it's because we plan. And
right.
If you don't want to plan, so it leads right into the topic, really. You just got to be honest with yourself about the fact that you don't like the plan and that's going to make it difficult. My recommendation is if you want to try this lifestyle and you don't want it to be difficult, simply look up the green, orange, red list and then look at the foods on it and then just pick from the green list.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much how you could do this without planning, I guess.
Well, there's even if you don't want to think about yourself, like how to come up with the recipes and stuff like that, they have meal plans out there too. And so they'll tell you, hey, here's what you should have. Like, here's suggestions of a week's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And here's your grocery list to do it. So even if you're not a planner, there's people have made sites out there that will help you become a pseudo planner where they'll plan it for you. You just have to execute it.
Yeah. And along those lines, you're going to have to probably make adjustments. So one of the few things in the world that I don't eat is cooked salmon unless I'm like in Seattle or Alaska. Yeah. And every one of those meal plans has salmon all over it.
It does.
So
a lot of fish.
I can handle some other fish, but we just don't eat a lot of fish. And we talk about doing it.
The problem
is, we just don't.
Well, the problem is like you have to, I feel like if you're going to eat fish, you need to eat it. You need to buy it that day. I can't buy it like, you know, on Sunday and have it on, even like buying it Sunday, making it Monday. I'm like, obviously it'll be fine. You put it on ice within the refrigerator and your fish is perfectly fine. But I rather just buy it fresh that day. And, you know, that goes into like, what do I have going on in the day? And can I get out to the good place to get the good fish too?
Yeah. And to that end, you could buy a cooked, like the keto and 28 or whatever we just bought.
Oh, right.
And that's got a meal plan in it. The Real Meal Revolution, buy that with the green, yellow, red list that you can tear out. And it's got a meal plan in it. So you can use others for the planning portion if you can then just go ahead and buy the groceries.
Right.
And we eat in the vast majority of time, although it may not sound like it some weeks.
when we eat out, it's like on the weekends.
Yeah.
Whereas in the past, we used to eat out during the week as well.
Well, because we would get lazy.
Yeah.
And it's just easier. And that's part of the self-honesty too.
Mm-hmm.
So know yourself. And sometimes it's a few more bucks to get the groceries delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's where you've got to suck it up a little bit. So if you're not going to plan, your penalty is the $15 delivery fee or whatever it is from Amazon or Peapod or Walmart. I think even Walmart does that now.
I know. So many grocery stores have it where you can like pick it out all online and then you just curbside. Like you don't have to get out of your
car. That's another way.
You don't even have to get
Mariano's
out of your car.
Mariano's has that.
Mariano's
in this
has
area.
That. Yep.
I think Jewel is going to it. I think.
I'm sure they have to. Yeah. No, Jewel already is there. They have it as well.
Yeah. So that's So those are the things that I would say you're going to have to plan in one way, shape, or form. If you eat out every night, good luck. I mean, I think it could still happen, but it's not going to be simple.
It's a lot harder, that's for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, that comes kind of the whole self-honesty thing and negative self-talk to me go together. And what I mean by that is when I hear somebody say the words, I just ran 4 miles. Mm-hmm. It was only a 4 mile run. I get it. For you, that might not be a big deal, but you've got to keep in mind, and I'm guilty of this at times, you've got to keep in mind that that is a long way for a lot of people. And
it's a lot of couch lengths.
It's a lot of, that is a lot of walks to the bathroom. That's a lot of walks to the kitchen to refill water.
Exactly.
The problem that I've got with it isn't the fact that they're downplaying it to other people, but when they're downplaying it in your own mind about what you're accomplishing, mm-hmm. I think you're going to run into some problems.
Yeah.
Because then you're just raising the bar and raising the bar. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have lofty goals. I think you should. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll use our friend Kevin, who we, you know, met with last night, right? Kevin wanted to break 5 hours at the Chicago Marathon. Didn't work out. I don't know how he feels fully yet, but my guess is that he's not happy about it.
I'm sure.
Because he worked hard and he probably was close to being in shape, something that was outside of his control. Weather definitely was a factor for him and everybody else out there. So take the victory of finishing because there's going to be another race.
Right.
And just try to temper your negative self-talk into positive self-talk. I went 4 miles. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal. I went and I ran under 12 minutes per mile. Big deal. In the past, what I would have said on that is, yeah, I'm still slow, but, and right away, I mean, I've just disqualified anything else I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And I think it flows into food too. Studies show that when people track food, it doesn't work. The reason it doesn't work, now when I say that, I know it works for some people.
Some people it does work for, yes, for sure.
I'm never saying anything in general.
No.
But for a lot of people, the reason tracking food doesn't work is it's difficult. It's difficult to do and it's difficult to know how many calories you're really intaking.
Yes.
So people tend, when they do these studies, they tend to underestimate their calorie intake by right around 20 to 25%. That's a lot of calories.
Well, that's like, so this, a good example of that is I made the baby a quesadilla the other day, right? So we buy the exact same tortillas every single time. And this week it was like twice the size, like this package was like significant, like a third bigger than a normal quesadilla, but the calorie count on the back is exactly the same.
Oh yeah. And they were markedly different.
They were huge compared to it. Like she can down a quesadilla. She can down it. She could only eat half of it because it was so much bigger. So right then, you know, it's a great example of, you know, you're underestimating because you go in there thinking, oh, it's 130 calories. But it's clearly not because it's so much bigger than what it was before.
Yeah. And if you're going to use calories in, calories out, which I did for many years, you've got to be honest about it. And that's mm-hmm. a tough one because I would have just put in the right, you know, whatever it said on the back.
Right. Exactly.
And
as would most people, they wouldn't even.
And worse yet, when the baby didn't finish that quesadilla.
Oh, we totally
would have finished it. Right. And you would maybe have recorded it.
Yeah.
But at some point you're going to be like, feel guilty about the fact that you ate it. And then you don't record it. And then you just stop recording. And then you fall off. And so that's where the people who lose weight by tracking, even if they're underestimating a little bit, are the people who are religious about it.
Yeah,
they track everything.
For sure.
And that's a big difference. So you've got to be honest about it. And mm-hmm. you've also got to be honest about your goals. And you've got to put your goals into a positive self-talk versus a negative self-talk. And that means you can't give yourself a goal of, I want to lose 80 pounds, because you're going to fail in that first week to lose 80 pounds. You're going to fail in your first 6 months to lose 80 pounds. Most people, right? Some people can do it. A couple of people we met last night lost 100, lost 70, right?
It's crazy. It's awesome.
It's huge amounts of weight. And it's just unbelievable to see. And
oh my God, that's a huge ass spider.
That is a big spider. Celeste would be panicking. Wow. And he just kind of floated down.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't have cared as much, but I don't have anything to get it with either.
What about that plastic thing right behind you?
What are you talking about?
The plastic bag right there.
We're just going to go on.
All right.
I'm not really worried about
just keep an spider. Eye on it.
It's right there. It's not a brown recluse.
I know,
it's not a black widow.
Still.
Or a tarantula.
We need to call our bug guy.
All right.
Anyway.
I don't even remember what I was saying. But chunk up your goals, maybe. Maybe that's what I was talking about. Like, don't kill all the spiders at once. Maybe just kill one at a time.
Sorry, it went right in front of you.
All right. And that goes for pretty much every aspect of life. You yeah. really want to get this spider.
I really want to get the spider. I'll get it. You just keep talking about our aspect of life.
People tune in to listen to you, not me.
It's all good.
All good.
It's all good.
Now I've completely lost my train of thought.
Hey,
this is great stuff.
You started talking about the spider again, not me.
Well, because you're looking for it. You're like darting around. Too funny. All right. So maybe we'll just go with, we'll cut the subject off. It's a big subject. We'll probably come back to this, but I got turned on to it because of the fact that I started reading about goals again. And realistic goals. And John's blog at Endurance for Everyone was so good, kind of getting down to the meat of that issue. And I think a lot of it comes down to things like bucket lists and things that people have going on in their life that they want to accomplish. And I've got some big goals too. And I'm trying to be realistic and chunk them up more. And did you get the spider?
I think I got the spider.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Yeah. No, you need to. I mean, goals are important. Like, I wish I could have more goals. And we tried this before.
That's what I was trying to get to. I don't know how, do you, I mean, we don't talk about your goals much, so I don't know if you really have many.
Well, my goal is to win the lottery.
That's not a goal. That's
no?
a wish.
Oh, okay.
That's a hope.
Damn,
hope
see,
is not
I'm
a strategy.
Already. I mean, I don't think I really have a lot of, like, when it comes to, like, I mean, obviously, I have a weight loss goal, right? I mean, I have a weight loss goal.
So you have something in mind where you want to get to.
Where I want to get to. But I don't have a time frame. Like, I want to be at this by this point in time. I want to be here. And however long it takes me to get there is how long it takes me to get there. But eventually, I want to get to that weight and I want to maintain it.
I wonder if it's because you're a positive person by nature.
I am.
So for you, every pound is a victory.
Yes.
Every pound gained is not a big deal.
No.
So you can kind of slough it off
a
little bit.
Yeah, I do. I mean, don't get me wrong. When I see like, okay, I'm down a pound, yay. And then like the next morning, I'm up a half a pound or up, you know, for grabs. Sometimes, I mean, we've seen it where it's like gone up 2 pounds. I was like, what the hell? You know, you've had those moments and you get upset and stuff, but I don't let it consume me. I don't go out and I have a bagel for the breakfast in the morning. It's just, okay, well, let me think. What did I do? Well, I didn't drink enough water. So that's clearly what's going on. So I'll go and I'll make sure I make the conscious effort to drink the right amount of water. And the next morning, it'll come back down again. So
I think it'd be nice if you did have more goals. But even if you did, you're not sharing them, at least with me.
I don't really.
Well, we only talk once a week.
Yeah, I know. Well, we always say, save it for the podcast. No, I don't. I mean, life goals? I mean, I just want to live a happy life. I want to make sure that everyone around me is doing good and I provide for my family the best I can.
You need a bucket list.
A bucket list? That could be interesting.
We should both.
My mind went to not PG. 13 rated stuff. So Bon Jovi was on that list, but
wow.
I don't think that's going to work.
if he ever listens to this, I don't know if he'll be flattered or just getting another restraining order.
He'll be flattered. And they're up for, you know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So go out and vote for him. Fan vote. Yay.
It's a fan vote.
They now where like the fans can vote and it gets like one slot like the most popular gets one slot into the inductee, I guess, or
that's
something.
Weak.
Yeah, I forget exactly how. But this is, I didn't realize they were up for before. This is the second time they've been up for it.
So your goal is to get Bon Jovi in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Right.
And then we have to move to Cleveland?
This is, I have, it's all for the greater good because Richie Sambora is part of the band that's would be inducted. Actually, and also one of their original bassists would be as well. But anyways, it's more about Richie.
You're just trying to make Taryn happy?
No, he'll have to be there and then they will play together because they will. They will play that night and then they'll realize that they were idiots to break up and Richie will apologize for being, well, let's face it, he was a little drunkard, had little issues, but I hear he's better now. And they'll get back together. And then all will be
right. And then we could hear Wanted Dead or Alive again?
Well, you can hear it now. And their new guy is good, but it's just, it's not the same. Sorry, we digress. So a bucket list would be fun. I don't know. I should do one. I don't know.
When you're not exercising, I guess a lot of mine are around physical feats.
Yeah, what other, yeah, I mean.
There's a lot of things that you could do.
I would love to, but I guess they're not, I don't have it like as a goal. Like I would love to do lots of stuff, you know, go climb mountains and all that kind of stuff. I would love to do all that kind of stuff.
Well, we should write them down and then they become written goals.
We should do that and after then, we write all the stuff for cleaning up the house too. We have that list too that we wanted to do. You know, stuff to do around the house.
Not clean up the house. Just, you make it sound like we live in a garbage dump.
No, we have a cleaning person. It's not a garbage dump. It's good. But
we have
a
workout room in the basement and a cleaning person. People are going to think we're loaded instead of just regular middle class peeps.
We're regular peeps. But yeah, no, we should make a list because that would be fun. There's a lot of stuff that we would like to do.
I think it would be kind of cool. We could make separate lists and then it would be interesting to see where we overlap.
Yeah.
Should we do that and then read them live on the air?
Oh, now you're giving me homework?
Not for next week.
Oh, thank goodness.
I think we should do dramatic readings of them. Maybe in voices and character. Ooh, we can invite like David over. He could do some voices for us.
Yes, he can. He's good at that. That'd be funny.
All right. So, I mean, we'll probably come back to this subject because I'm not sure you were fully prepared, you know, to think about it because I didn't really think of this topic until about 5 minutes before we started recording because it's been a little bit on my mind. But I think that goals have a big impact on weight and health overall. Yeah. And a lot of my goals are physical, but the other pieces are around health. And I think weight loss is a big deal. And that is definitely an indicator for a lot of disease and bad things happening at times, mm-hmm. you know, if you're not careful.
Yeah, for
I mean,
sure.
I think that, I mean, my blood work was a mess, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I could lose all that weight. My blood work could still be a mess.
Right.
And I don't want that. So I want to lose the weight. And I want my blood work to be good. So when I go to the doctor here in another week and a half or whatever it is,
coming up.
I want to get blood work back that says, hey, you're not, you know, on the verge of metabolic syndrome.
Right.
You know, which I listened to a Marathon Training Academy episode, their latest episode. And, it, you know, the doctor went through the five kind of factors that if you've got three of them, you've got a metabolic syndrome. Mm. And I'm like running. And going, oh no, I've got at least three of those. That is, and that's the problem.
Right.
And the doctor was nice about it when I went to see him earlier in the year.
Yep.
But I've got to get on track, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the part that really for me made this more real is sharing it. Right. I shared it in the blog. Now we're sharing it on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing it with you is important, but it's not, I mean, we share things, right? We're a couple, you know, so we share things.
Let's hope.
Once a week on the podcast. But I think it's important that we share. And sometimes you can overshare, I think, social media. I always think about, what do you share and what don't you? And, mm-hmm. you know, we're putting a lot out here. I'm not sure I'll write posts about all this stuff.
Right.
But we can talk about it for sure. So overall, I think it's something, though, that we need to come back to over time to make sure that we're being honest with ourselves. And you're good with not having negative self-talk, I think.
You know, I think the only thing is, like, you know, people, you know, I think it's it's very clear, like your weight loss, like people say that, like your physical weight loss is very apparent right away. Like people look at you like, oh my gosh, Pete, you look great. And you're always like, thanks, I'm trying. I got long, but then you say, I got a long ways to go, which could be a form of negative self-talk, right? And people say the same to me. They're not quick to say, oh, Gretchen, you look great. Cause I don't think they say I look good. I'm not saying that, but my physical appearance hasn't changed that dramatically yet, I feel. You know, I can start seeing it a little bit, but it's not that dramatic. So people, but they give me the courtesy like, oh, you look great too, Gretchen. And I say the same thing. I'm like, oh, no, I don't see it. Pete's really the one, you know? So I still have that in myself where I see the negative, but I say it to other people. I don't know if, I mean, I still think it. I mean, I hate it when I look in the mirror. I'm like, okay, so I feel like I look the same as I did 10 weeks ago. Like, I don't see the difference. I know there's a difference.
Well, you put on that pair of jeans and you saw a difference recently.
Yes, I did. So I know it's there, but it's not there enough yet for me.
Yeah, I think I'm in the same place, right? Because we're, you know, there's a picture of me playing hockey with Michaela, with our 2-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I look at that picture and go, oh, geez, I don't look any different. I'm still bald. I'm still fat, you know? And I think part of it was a little bit of an optical illusion because my clothes are getting big on me.
They are.
So the clothes
are. I'm looking at this shirt right now and it's like hanging off of you.
So the clothes are the same size. And so they look like a tent, right? And you can't see that it's smaller underneath, right? All the time. Not in
exactly.
A picture. Especially the bad angles you were taking. That was terrible for me.
I was all trying to get, it's all about Michaela. It wasn't about you.
And it screwed with my head, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I wrote a blog post about it. Mm-hmm. And it's not that I don't see the weight loss. I mean, I do.
Right.
I mean, it's readily apparent for me.
Yes, it is.
And I think it's apparent on you too. It admittedly not as dramatic.
Right.
And maybe that's just because you were wearing the right size clothes and I was wearing clothes that were tight. And that could be too. But either way, I think that we've got to continue to support each other with making sure that we're positive about where we're headed.
Yeah.
And the fact is that I have a long way to go. Mm-hmm. I won't speak for you.
I have a long way to go.
But with my long way to go, I've made a huge step and huge progress. And when I think about it from my peak weight that I hit, you know, I'm 50 pounds down. Mm-hmm. And from, you know, and then I had lost and then I regained.
Right.
And that regain point was 30 pounds. I'm 30 pounds down. So
right.
I got pretty close to that again. And that's what kind of triggered a lot of this.
Can I count my pregnancy?
Well, I mean,
weight gain in pregnancy.
You did gain weight in pregnancy, which you should, which is good. Healthy baby.
Can I count
healthy
that?
Healthy mom, healthy baby. Oh, man. All right. We'll probably try to wrap this up here. So thank you once again for listening to episode 6 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music that is before and after the show, or right at the beginning and then after the show, is by Safar called You Got Me Wrong. You can reach us on social media at Facebook, facebook.com/fatmanstories, or search Fat Man Chronicles. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Man Stories. Email us, fatmanchronicles@outlook.com. And you can go to fatmanchronicles.com to see my blog, and you can actually find the podcast there too. And finally, thank you to everybody who's given us a review so far on iTunes/Apple Podcasts.
Thank you.
You can find us there. Subscribe if you've liked what you've heard. The spider doesn't happen every episode. So don't worry about that. But if you could drop us a review, it is super appreciated.
Yes.
We don't beg for 5 stars. We want to know the truth. So just go ahead and drop us there. You can find us also on Podbean and now on Google Play.
Woo-hoo!
I finally figured it out.
We're branching out, professionals.
We are on Google Play. So for Android users, you can just use your Google Play app to find us.
Exactly.
And eventually we're going to get on these other places.
We're getting closer.
Need time to work on it.
Yes. Well, no, we're going to enlist our 13-year-old son to do some of this stuff too.
Exactly. Daniel's got to do it. So, all right. So that's it. Thanks for joining us. And remember, go out there and be better today. I was
not hiding.